Hey everybody, welcome to Swat and Flies Telling Lies, but first off, happy WrestleMania.
This is WrestleMania weekend.
Happy WrestleMania weekend, happy WrestleMania day two. Got the naughty guy back on, brother.
Hello, hello.
So, I got off work, went out, because today, initially we're always like, let's do barbecue chicken and hot dogs and burgers. And I was like, I don't want to fucking cook. I don't think we should cook this year, man. So I'm going to get us catering from Subway. And the last time I did it was in 2019. I picked it up from the downtown one. And so I was like, okay, I'll just go out there and pay for it because I couldn't do it online. And the girl out there was like, they got to do it online. Shit. Came. I was like, cool, that's all I needed to hear. Wasn't arguing, wasn't a prick, but I was just like, cool, gotta go catch day one of Mania. Came burning back here and caught the last about hour and a half, huh?
Yeah. You got here just in time for Sami Zayn and...
That's what it was.
Gunther, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, literally, like, right before the bell rang, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just caught the entrances.
Which was pretty cool. Now we're on day two, picked up our catering, which is a nice, it's a 5 foot sub cut up into five pieces, right?
Yep, that's pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, man, it's a good idea out there. If anybody's looking for different ideas, you could, I saw if there was more people, I would have gotten the big pretzel.
Oh, yeah.
For it too.
Yep.
Cause they do that and the cookie.
Yeah, I love all the stuff they do out there. The churros, the cookies, all that crap.
Man. Oh, fuck yeah, it's good stuff, man. I'm happy with it. We got some awesome dips. Chips.
Chips and dips.
Chips and dips and shub sandwiches. So talk to me, man. What do you got going on?
Just in my final push right now for the Spring Makers Market, which happens this Saturday, Sunday.
Nice. Where is it at?
Happens up at Cape Fox.
Nice. You excited?
I am excited and nervous. I'm always nervous before these things. I always feel like I don't have enough. There's always a lot of prep goes into every one of these shows, man.
It's a lot of work, man.
My hands are blistered and raw.
Yeah.
A lot of paracord, a lot of rope, a lot of different materials.
Gotcha. I wonder, hopefully it's another good one. It always seems to work out pretty good.
Yeah, no, it's usually a pretty good turnout up there.
Yeah.
Everybody looks forward to these makers markets because...
Nice.
You see all these, all the different amazing people who work here around town. And
yeah.
There's so many people who are so crafty, it's just awesome to see.
I mean,
you got people who do pictures, paintings...
Nice.
Sculpting, woodcraft, all kinds of fun stuff, man.
Did, I know that I usually go up there after work, and, take a look around at people's stuff. So it's always nice to see, man, you know, I like that one and the one that, I don't know where it was held. I think it was actually held at the Armory this past November.
That was the Winter Arts Fair.
Did you get to go make it to that one?
I did get to go up there. I wasn't able to participate.
Oh, just work stuff, that's why?
Yeah.
Kind of got to pick and choose which ones you get to do now then, huh?
Yeah. At that time, I was still doing 6 days a week at the post office.
Yeah.
Or six nights.
Six nights, yeah. What are you at now?
Five. Nice. I get a split weekend, which, I don't know, it's not as bad as I thought it was at the beginning.
Yeah.
I've kind of gotten used to it.
Crazy what you get used to, though, huh? If I could quote Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of which, you told me you saw that movie, the remake.
Oh. So that was a fucking dumpster fire hit by a fucking train wreck, man. They could have called it anything else but Roadhouse, and maybe I wouldn't have gone in with such a negative attitude and would have just been like, eh, it's a pretty bad, cheesy movie, you know? But they called it Roadhouse. So in my defense, this is the third Patrick Swayze all-time great classic that Hollywood has fucked up. So in 2012, it was delayed, but it came out in 2012. They put out a remake of Red Dawn, and it was fucking horrible as shit.
I didn't like it.
2015, they put out Point Break. Now, the quick story behind that remake of Point Break, the rumor was that they were trying to get Keanu Reeves as the Bodhisattva. Uh-huh. Okay, you got my attention. Then he dropped out, and then Gerard Butler was supposed to be in. I was like, shit, he'll do too, man.
Yeah, I can get behind that.
Yeah, and then that didn't happen. And then they got someone who wasn't those two people, and it was just, I didn't even make it that far into it. It's just like, fuck this, man. And now this this Roadhouse remake, which one of the, which was crazy too, like if you think about it. The first one's pretty wild. People rip on it, saying, whatever, man. I enjoyed it, man. I still watch it. Now, the bad guy in that one was kind of a silent heavy, quote-unquote, you know? Like, right before he got his fucking throat ripped out, he told Patrick Swayze he used to fuck guys like him in prison. But compared to the guy who plays that same person in this one, who is Conor McGregor... They made... Conor McGregor is a fucking terrible actor. Somebody told him to walk around with his arms flexed out like this and just like... doing that in every scene he's in. Holy and it's shit. Just terrible. And like the like a lot of the fight scenes looks like they're AI generated, you know, special effects.
Yeah.
And it just looks bad. It was fucking bad.
Damn.
They got a good actor, and they didn't even use him to reel you in for some type of sympathy or anything. It was just fucking terrible, man.
Just bad acting, bad writing, huh?
Yeah, and it was just all around a bad fucking movie.
Wow.
I give it 0 chainsaws out of 5.
Oof. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Now, another one I want to briefly touch on.
Thanks.
Was Madam Web.
I haven't watched it, man, so I could tell you what I heard unless you watched it.
I haven't seen it yet. I want to, but I'm hearing a lot of negative shit on this one as well.
Pretty horrible from what I was told, so.
So what I've been reading on what used to be Twitter was that this movie was awful, bad story, bad acting, bad special effects.
Yeah.
But they hated it less than they hated the Roadhouse remake.
Damn. And I watched the Roadhouse remake. So I was... before I go into this other movie that I recently went to, I went to Ghostbusters Frozen Empire with Carlene. And we were talking and I was like, hey, man. And I was like, at first... Because when the Madam Web trailer came out, I was like, yeah. Because Madam Web 30 years ago, when it was done on the animated series for Spider-Man, was really cool. Great story. But anyways, I was just kind of like, yeah, I don't know. And she didn't really say anything. So I was like, cool, I don't really want to go to it. And then her boyfriend, she said, yeah, he rented it and watched it. And he seemed to be enjoying it. And then he kind of got mad at her. Said, she didn't have to keep talking, you know? And then they went down to her sister's later for dinner. And her sister asked her boyfriend, hey, what'd you do today? And he's like, oh, I watched Madam Web. It was, I enjoyed it, but it's really hard watching a movie with Carlene because all she did was make snarky comments about it. And she's like, it fucking sucked.
Shout out to you, Carlene.
Yeah, I still... speaking of another fucking Fox movie for Marvel, quote-unquote, in their Spider-Verse, I have not watched Morbius yet. And I heard from one of my coworkers, and he said it was pretty fucking bad.
Now, that was one I actually saw in the theater.
Yeah.
It wasn't great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as bad as what people are saying about...
This one?
This one, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, like I said, so Roadhouse, 0 chainsaws out of 5. Neither of us watched Madam Web. A friend of ours did, and she said it sucked.
When it comes on one of these streaming channels for free, that's when I'll watch it.
Yes.
I'm not going to pay $25 to watch something I'm not going to like.
Me either. In another movie that's coming to Shudder this month is Late Night with the Devil.
Now, that one I've been reading a lot about. That looks really good.
My daughter said it was pretty fucking cool.
It looks genuinely scary.
And so I'm anticipating watching that one. I'm going to go buy some popcorn and chill out in my recliner and watch it after work sometime when it goes to Shudder. The other one she texted me today, they went to the Omen movie, and she said it was creepy and unsettling.
No, I can't wait to see that one as well.
I was like, fuck, I really want to watch that now.
Yeah, well, I was always a big fan of The Omen to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I said, I definitely have watched some bad movies, man. But yeah, right now, Roadhouse takes the cake. who knows if I ever go back and finish Lucky Numbers, because I walked out of that one. Now, given I was hungover 24 years ago, but it's still pretty bad. What about you? What's one of the worst movies you've watched this past year?
This year? There's quite a few. There's a lot of garbage movies streaming right now, so.
Fuck, man. Ain't that the truth?
Holy shit. Some of them are so bad, they're hard to remember.
Yeah.
It's almost like traumatic amnesia.
What's a movie that you're looking forward to that you were like, 20 minutes in, you're like, oh man, this is not good?
There's going to be quite a few of those too. There was one called Willow Creek.
Okay.
It was just a really low budget movie, but it had all this crazy hype on it.
Yeah.
It was directed by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, okay. I could see where the hype was coming from.
Yep. And basically, you're just watching this couple in a wilderness setting in a tent pretty much the whole movie, and they're hearing sounds, and then they disappear.
That's a hard pass for me.
It was a Bigfoot movie.
Uh-huh.
So you hear all the classic, you know, whooping and things like that from the Bigfoot. You hear tree knocks, and
yeah,
you hear some big creeping around the camp at night, but you don't actually really see anything.
Man,
it was, for the budget it was made on, it was done pretty well.
Uh-huh.
But
eh.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of, okay, so last year, I went to Ant-Man 3. That was a huge letdown.
This was the Quantumania?
Yeah. Huge letdown for me, man. It was just, I don't know, man. It just didn't do it for me, you know? But I did go to Frozen Empire. It was good, but a lot of plot holes in it and not enough ghost busting. Enjoyable theater movie, though. Nice. Not as good as Ghostbusters Afterlife.
Yeah, that was an amazing movie there.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to Late Night with the Devil and The Omen. I have not watched, when you told me that you didn't really care for The Exorcist, it's been put on the back burner for me.
Yeah, that one, same kind of thing. A lot of plot holes.
Yeah.
Story just didn't quite make sense. It was really kind of forced.
Damn.
And I had high hopes for that because I'm a big fan of The Exorcist.
Oh, yeah. It's one of your go-tos, man.
Yep. That was my ringtone on my phone for a long time, was that Tubular Bells.
Yeah. Quick trivia tidbit for people out there. Jason Patrick from The Lost Boys, his dad was in the original Exorcist.
Yep.
He's one of the preachers, wasn't he? Or yep. Priests, I mean.
He was Father Karras.
Yeah. Looking, what, sorry guys, we got WrestleMania on the background. wow, he won that quick, huh?
Holy shit.
LA Knight just beat AJ Styles.
He's making a name for himself.
Yeah.
That was actually a pretty good match, too.
Yeah. So, and I've ran this down before, so, but like, we obviously didn't get to watch the first WrestleMania. We had to borrow the tape or rent it, you know?
Yep.
We had to rent WrestleMania 2. WrestleMania 3 was put on Channel 3. Remember that?
Yep.
And then, was WrestleMania 4 put on Channel 3 also?
I think it was pay-per-view. You had to pay for it to get a seat at the council chambers.
Mm. WrestleMania 5, the Mega Powers Exploded, we watched at your Grams.
Yep.
The Ultimate Challenge, we watched at your Grams. 1990s, we watched at your Grams. The Hogan Slaughter one.
Oh, yeah.
That was 91. Yeah. Right? Or no, it was 1990. Yeah, 88, 89. Yeah, because 1989 was the Mega Powers Explode, right? And 1990 was the Ultimate Warrior, the Ultimate Challenge. 91 was the Slaughter one. I didn't watch 92, 93, 94, 95. Did you watch either of those four?
I think I did. I think I watched them all with Franklin.
Yeah. Summer... So, like, late May, early June of 96, Scott Hall debuted. Now, from time to time, my senior year, especially on Saturdays, I would put it on whatever that Saturday show was for WWF.
Shotgun Saturday Night.
No, that was something totally different. This is in the morning still.
Oh.
This was in the mornings on Saturdays.
Was that just Superstars?
Might have been. So I would see, like, the highlights, and I'd just be kind of like, oh, shit, huh. And then, so I was always kind of had an eye on it that year. And then me, Carl, and Jackie rented WrestleMania, the Ultimate Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that summer, I was walking, and Malcolm's like, man, Vince McMahon sent Razor Ramon down. They're invading. And I was like, that fucking makes no sense, but what? You know? It's like, yeah, they're in total mark. So I was just like, I don't believe that, but that sounds cool as shit. So I started watching, and I told Carl about it, and then it was just like, holy fuck. I mean, that's definitely the guy who played him. Is that his real name? You know?
Scott Hall.
Yeah. And so I rented WrestleMania 13, and it was $20 back then.
Wow.
That was when Undertaker beat Psycho Sid for the title.
Oh, man.
That was in Chicago. That was the Hart Austin submission match.
Oh, yeah. That was the first... Was it the first blood or was no, it the following year?
No, he bled, but he passed out in the sharpshooter.
Yeah.
So I paid for that one, had it recorded, and then in 98, Dustin invited me up, me and Merle, to his house. But... It wasn't working, and nothing. Oh, no, it wasn't Dustin. It was your brother Rich invited a bunch of us by his house, but it wasn't working there, and everybody just kind of went their own ways. I don't remember who you were with. You jumped in your car with probably Franklin to go up to Franklin's, you know?
Yeah, I probably did.
Because you're like, all right, bro, we're going to take off, man. We're going to try to get at Franklin's. And then Merle's like, fuck, man, who do you think's getting it? Dustin. And so we went up there and knocked on the door. He's like, guys, I got fucking WrestleMania. You watch with me? And we're like, fuck yeah. And we brought in our chips and pops. So Dustin had us over for the Stone Cold Mania. And then 99, I watched at Ira's. Rock and Austin 1. WrestleMania 2000, I watched at Ira's.
I watched quite a few there at as well, you know, a lot of pay-per-views down his place.
Yeah, mostly the in-your-house ones, right?
Yeah.
Back
in the days of DX.
Yeah. And then 2001, Tal and Julian had me over. They were not into that wrestling. They're not even into wrestling in general. And then I watched O2's at Ira's. I rented O3 at my place. Rented O4 at my place. Didn't get to watch O5's. I had to borrow the tape from Pookie. So O5 and O6, after it was done, Pookie was like, yeah, just come on by the store and I'll lend it to you when it's over. So that's how I watched those ones. How did you watch those at Pookie's and Franklin's too?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much everything after we stopped watching them at my grandma's place was usually at Franklin's.
Yeah.
And then, or Ira.
Yeah. 07, I was over here and David wanted to watch it. I went over to his house that day. He wasn't there.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was on a bender. So I didn't watch that one. I didn't watch 08, the Ric Flair one. I think I ended up renting it or watching highlights of it. 09, I didn't watch, but Franklin and someone else went to that 09 one in Phoenix, didn't they?
Oh, Pumba, yeah.
Did Terrence go with them too?
No, I don't think so.
They just stayed with him?
I think so, yeah.
Did you watch either of those pay-per-views?
Pretty sure we did.
Yeah. And then
I couldn't remember who was on the card. But.
Yeah. I rented later on 2010, I think. And then in 2011, I watched with Evelyn and Ira.
Oh, nice.
2012 is when we started this right here.
Okay.
I was going out with Carlene at the time and living with Skylar. And I was like, man, we're having a WrestleMania party. I texted you. It's like, we're having a WrestleMania party. Come over. And Skylar made stuff. You made stuff. I made stuff. Carlene made stuff. David came over. And so quick story on why David wasn't there. Do you remember why he wasn't there in 2012? Because he was there in 2013.
I can't remember. No.
So he got sick. That's awesome. He got sick and was coughing and puking so hard that his tonsils exploded.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I can't remember that now.
Didn't call an ambulance, called the taxi, and they brought him in. So that's why he wasn't there.
Holy shit, man.
And then, so we watched that one there. We had quite a few people there. 2013, a little less people. Same thing, though. It was a lot of fun. 2014, I was living in the basement. And that was the first year of this 10 years ago.
Okay.
I watched that one. I was sick. And I was living in the basement in 2014. And then 2015, my daughter came up. And I was in Metlakatla, so I couldn't watch it.
So when did the WWE Network begin?
10 years ago.
Was it? Okay.
In New Orleans, WrestleMania, when Bryan Danielson won.
So I think I still had a subscription to that when Peacock began.
Yeah, because they killed it, and then they, yeah. And then 2015, I was in Metlakatla. Couldn't watch it. That's the San Francisco one. That was the Seth Rollins cash-in, you know?
Oh, yeah.
2016, me and you watched the Hall of Fame on Friday. And then you took off for work on Saturday.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
2017, same thing. You came over and we watched the Hall of Fame and then you got sent out for work.
Yeah, I think my schedule was always like that too.
2018, you came over and watched the Hall of Fame and then you had to take off for work. 2019, you guys were in the yards.
Mm-hmm.
I bought a platter of Subway sandwiches for us. I had to go into work briefly that day at my old job. And then you texted me, said you guys were heading back home. And I was almost done, so I came back this way. And then 2020, me and you were texting each other because the pandemic was going on. And it was done in an empty arena. And we were both just like, after the Firefly House match.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I was like, I'm going to text Adam. I'm tapping out on this. And you're like, yeah, man, I can't watch this without a crowd. I'm going to change it. And I was like, yeah, I was just texting you that, man.
That was pretty hard to watch, man.
Yeah. 2021, we were back here again with the infamous Bianca Belair whip to Sasha Banks that we were discussing last night.
Holy shit, man. The sound of that hair whip.
It was bad.
Holy shit, man. It echoed around the arena.
And then 2022, when Cody Rhodes came back, we were up here. Your dad was over here, and your dad watched it with us.
Yeah.
And then last year, same thing. Watched it here. Now we're back.
Yep. And then last night, night one of WrestleMania Extra Large.
Yeah.
Asuka got the hair whip.
So, yeah, go ahead, talk about that, because you had to show it to me before I left.
Holy shit, man. It was just as loud as it was when Sasha got whipped.
Yeah.
And it was both times by Bianca Belair. Ooh. They were pulling her hair, so she ripped it out of their hands to run.
Yeah.
Holy crap, man. I couldn't believe the sound of that.
It was like, when you showed it to me.
We were both cringing when we were watching that. Yeah.
Not because it was bad, because it looked like it fucking hurt.
I just know I don't ever want to feel that.
Yeah. Like, did you see that highlight of The Rock whipping the ref?
Yeah.
And the ref like immediately. It's like, that would have been me.
Exactly, man. Not going to stick around and wait for another.
God, he jumped out. I know it hurt, but I couldn't stop laughing when I saw that highlight.
Yeah, he hauled ass out of there like a wounded dog, man.
Holy shit. That's pretty funny, though. So that's the rundown from 40 years.
Man.
Isn't that crazy, man? Here we are.
Yep. WrestleMania Extra Large.
Used to just be... if you remember, when it was 3 hours back in the day, when we'd be at your grandma's house, we'd be leaving, and I always knew that Jim Rowan would be like, I just want to enjoy this with all these fucking kids here, because he would get the replay of it.
Yeah. But it used to be 20 of us.
Yeah, there's a lot of us there, man, and every one of us got fed.
And there was always so much food left over.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody getting ready to leave. Hey, take some food with you.
Yeah. I mean, we'd be lined up on the floor. Like, imagine this gone.
Yep.
That not there. And as many kids sitting next to each other.
Yep.
You know?
There was a lot of us piled into that little living room.
Fun times, though, man.
Yeah, we did that for years.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Well, if we get the, hopefully, I can't wait to watch those two horror movies.
Yeah, me too, man. I don't know if, I haven't had time to check and see what's coming out.
Yeah.
Except for those two, because they're getting a lot of play on Twitter.
I mean, you see them all over the place?
They're getting a lot of mentions everywhere, so I'm excited for both.
Nice. Well, if they, after they go to Shudder... We should hop on your podcast when you get time and do a review on The Late Night with the Devil.
Absolutely. I am totally down.
Yeah. Does that work for you, man?
Yeah.
Well, another quick thing, peeps, is... ooh. Go ahead, brother.
So...
I just asked about this, by the way. I am not bullshitting, but...
So we have a... special project happening here at the house. The Naughty Guy Studio is going to soon become the Naughty Guy Man Cave.
Nice.
So.
We are very close.
Yeah. Construction is supposed to begin come September, I believe.
Nice.
So we have a blueprint kind of roughly laid out. We're kind of putting together some of the other details. It's going to be... off the front of my garage.
Nice.
It's going to be a carport. The man cave is sitting on top of the carport.
Nice.
So that is going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be really cool. I can't wait to turn that into the Naughty Guy Studio.
Literally just asked about that. I was like, how's this looking, man? He's like, it's good. It's hard saving up money, which I get. So that's it. Let's end that on high note then, man.
Hell yeah. So, right.
I was sicker than a dog last week, so there was no podcast, so I apologize. I got my voice back. I'm at WrestleMania weekend, so we're going to get back to enjoying this.
Absolutely.
All right, yeah, bro.
Just so you know, I tried calling him. He wouldn't even answer the phone for me.
Yeah, I ended it, but I immediately texted him. So I was like, Adam will know something's wrong since I ended sent it right to voicemail. When Adam called me, I had a fever and I couldn't talk, literally, because my throat was killing me.
Holy shit, that was almost sounds like strep.
Yeah, it was not good.
So, glad you're better.
Yeah.
Happy to have you here, enjoying the show.
Yeah, man, let's eat some fucking sub sandwiches.
Sounds good.
All right, guys, have a good one. Later.
Bye. Meh.